I think we did a good job of getting back into the game, getting stops, getting out and running transition. That's what changed the game. We started getting out and transition by getting stops and playing fast, like what we like to do. And we just got back in the game, you know what I mean? Just start chipping away and making the game at the end. Obviously, we couldn't pull it out at the end, but I think, you know what I mean, it showed a lot for us to, we could easily gave up on that game, you know what I mean? So I'm proud of everybody for, you know, continuing to keep playing hard and continue to play. We had a couple of, you know, careless turnovers, but for the most part, especially in the fourth quarter, but I think we handled the ball pretty well. Just to get back into the game, kind of cut the turnovers, and that made us get back into the game. We were getting stops and was able to run and, you know, play fast and lead us to, you know, easy opportunities on that end. So for sure, I think we did a much better job, obviously, from the New Orleans game.
Hey, Rip City, this is DeAndre Ayton, and it's time to open the briefcase with Casey Holdall.
Greetings, Blazer fans, and welcome to the briefcase. Episode 85 of The Briefcase, and a very short edition of The Briefcase that I'm going to mention right here from the jump. I am Casey Holdall, and that was Anfernee Simons discussing the Trailblazers' loss in Chicago Monday night versus the Bulls. Blazers go down by 16, take the lead in the second half, albeit for a brief time only. We're able to stay close throughout the rest of the game, and with a few Habsy attempts to try to win the game, didn't really ever get a chance to really get a good opportunity to hit a shot to tie the game, up three, Bulls decide to foul, as smart teams do. Long story short, Blazers go out for two games, lose to the Pelicans in New Orleans, lose to the Bulls in Chicago, home for a few games, and then right back out for another seven-game road trip, the second seven-game road trip of the season for the Portland Trail Blazers over the course of 15 days as we enter the stretch run of the 2023-24 NBA season. We'll get you set up for the rest of the week. Consider the home games before the team heads out for that long road trip. Check in on some of the stats we've been tracking all season long and get you out of here quickly so we can all enjoy a little bit of the sun while it lasts on this edition of The Briefcase. The Portland Trailblazers returned to Portland late Monday night, or I guess technically Tuesday morning to be more accurate, losing two games, first to the New Orleans Pelicans and the Chicago Bulls. First game of the trip versus the Pelicans on Saturday. The Trailblazers played pretty good for three quarters against the Pelicans team playing on the second night of a back-to-back. Delano Banton has another great game, 28 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, shooting 4 of 8 from 3, 10 of 20 from the field. As I wrote after the game, Delano Banton, for whatever reason, has really found his three-point stroke since joining the Trailblazers. I don't know it's necessarily a huge sample size just yet, but he's already made more three-pointers as a Trailblazer than he made with either the Raptors or the Celtics combined. So much more of a volume shooter now, Delano Banton, at least in terms of what he's been able to do in Portland since the trade deadline. 25 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds for Anfernee Simons, all starting to round back into form after a couple tough weeks. 20 points, 8 rebounds for DeAndre Ayton on 10 of 13 shooting. DeAndre absolutely unstoppable right now. One of the biggest reasons why it's kind of a shame the Blazers aren't winning more games right now is because DeAndre Ayton's not going to get some of the credit he deserves for playing as well as he's been playing lately. Timani Kamara, 11 points, 6 rebounds in that game. Jabari Walker returns to the lineup, 10 points, 5 rebounds in that game as well. Great to have Jabari back. Played a huge role in the fourth quarter versus Chicago Bulls, which we'll talk about here in a minute. And 11 points for Scoot Henderson, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals as well in 24 minutes. But the Trailblazers go on to lose 126-107 to the New Orleans Pelicans, mainly because they end up scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter. One of those games where it seems like maybe the Pelicans, who have been one of the best defensive teams in the NBA since the All-Star break, just decided in the fourth quarter, hey guys, let's get serious here. Let's do what we need to do to beat this team. They end up outscoring the Trailblazers 15-24 in the fourth quarter to come away with a 19-point victory. Zion Williams, 26 points, 10 rebounds in that game. And of course, our old friend CJ McCollum, 30 points, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 rebounds in 37 minutes for his effort as well. Trailblazers lose that game on Saturday in New Orleans. Board a flight, get to Chicago basically about midnight on Saturday night, Sunday morning, however you want to call it. Day off on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day in Chicago, which by the way, too, when St. Patrick's Day, I guess, falls on a Sunday, everyone ends up doing stuff on a Saturday. When we're in New Orleans, tons of St. Patrick's Day festivities, none of which I really got to enjoy because it was a little bit of an earlier game, thinking that, we get to Chicago. Obviously, Chicago, they have a big St. Patrick's Day parade. They dye the river green. We'll get on our St. Patrick's rivalry then. But also in Chicago, they also do everything on the Saturday when it falls on a Sunday. Even though it is technically a Catholic holiday, I guess maybe everyone needs to go to Mass, and so that way they get their partying done on Saturday and then go repent for it on Sunday. I don't know what the case is, but basically I feel like we got denied having the St. Patrick's Day that we should have had in two very good St. Patrick's Day cities. New Orleans, a lot of Catholicism there, there's a lot of carryover between those communities. And then Chicago, again, one of the more well-known St. Patrick's Day parades in the United States. Didn't get to enjoy either one of those. I guess the NBA schedule makers were not considering what Casey wanted to do on St. Patrick's Day when we were putting together Portland's schedule. surprisingly enough. But the Blazers do get to Chicago, have Sunday off, face the Bulls on Monday. Trailblazers, once again, very competitive throughout the game. End up going down 16 points, are able to rally back in the second half. Had a lot of success with the big lineup that they used with Anfernee Simons, Delano Banton, Jabari Walker, Duop Reith, and DeAndre Ayton in the fourth quarter, playing against a Bulls team that was really hurting him on the glass. Chauncey Billups counters by going with a much bigger lineup than the team typically plays, and they had a whole lot of success with it. Unfortunately, not able to get over the top. Blazers go down three. Anfernee Simons hits a three-pointer, but is fouled before on the floor, so it doesn't count. Hits two free throws. Next possession, Blazers have to foul. Once again, Bulls make two free throws. Trailblazers in a situation where they need a three-pointer. Blazers run a play, get a pretty good look for Anfernee Simons, but he doesn't actually get the shot off before time expires. Trailblazers go on to lose 110-107. 30 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds for Anfernee Simons. 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 37 minutes for DeAndre Ayton to also go with 2 blocks. Once again, DeAndre Ayton playing phenomenal basketball, as is Anfernee Simons right now. 14 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds for Scoot Henderson. Back in the starting lineup. Scoot no longer on a minutes restriction, so the expectation is now that he's going to be starting for the rest of the season. I could foresee a situation where maybe they kind of rest him on second night of back-to-backs or the first night of back-to-back, maybe limit some of those minutes a little bit in those situations. But other than that, fully expect that Scoot Henderson is going to be playing a ton of minutes in the last 14 games of the season for the Portland Trailblazers. 10 points, 2 steals for Chris Murray. 14 points for Duop Reith, who had a great fourth quarter. I believe he scored 12 points in the fourth quarter to help the Trailblazers get back into that game. 14 points in 17 minutes for Duop Reith, who has been a little quiet offensively lately, so nice to see Duop get it going a little bit in that one. Delano Banton, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks in 33 minutes. As I mentioned, Scoot Henderson back in the lineup. Jabari Walker back in the lineup after missing a number of games with a hip injury. Fortunately, Matisse Thybulle also was back in the lineup versus the Bulls, but left after just 5 minutes. So not entirely sure what that means for his status going forward. Again, as we enter a part of Portland's schedule where they're playing a whole lot of games, both at home and on the road. Blazers, after turning the ball over a ton versus the Pelicans, one of the main reasons why they lost that game in New Orleans is due to how many turnovers they had and the Pelicans' ability to turn those turnovers into points. Portland on Monday night in Chicago doing a much better job taking care of the ball, as Anfernee Simons talked about in the open. Just 13 turnovers in that game compared to 9 for the Bulls. On Chicago's side, DeMar DeRozan, 28 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds in 40 minutes. 22 points, 9 rebounds for Nikola Vucevic. Also, Damian Lillard in the house for that game as well. Drove down from Milwaukee with Phil Beckner as trainer, who also happens to be the trainer of Anfernee Simons. Dame and DeMar DeRozan close. They share an agent. It's always nice to get a chance to chop it up with Dame. And the guy's a basketball junkie, you know, like it's not that far from Milwaukee to Chicago. So since Phil was in town, Ant's one of his best friends, DeMar DeRozan, a very close friend as well, popped in to say hello. It's always a pleasure to see Dame, even when he's on another team now. So with losses to the Bulls and the Pelicans, Trailblazers have now lost 3 straight. They lost the last game of that extended homestand to the New York Knicks as well, and have lost 7 of their last 10, 14 games remaining. At some point in time on that trip too, I don't know if it was in the loss versus the Pelicans. I think it might have been in the loss versus the Pelicans. Trailblazers officially eliminated from playoff contention. Granted, there's been no expectation for some time now that Trailblazers were going to make the postseason this year. That wasn't really the goal this season. But once it becomes a mathematic impossibility, typically it makes sense to at least make reference to it. So there you go. Trailblazers not making the postseason this year. You already knew that, but now you really know. All right, moving on, looking at the schedule for this week, things, as I mentioned, really start to pick up as we enter the home stretch. Clippers on Wednesday and Friday, Nuggets on Saturday. Team flies out first thing Sunday morning to begin a 15-day, 7-game road trip that starts with the Rockets on Monday, the Hawks on Wednesday, and the Heat on Friday. Blazers down to just 14 games left in the season over the course of less than a month. Still plenty can get accomplished. Still would like to see a lot of those young guys get minutes. Hoping to see Scoot, who's missed quite a bit of time this season, get a chance to put some things together. Would really love to see Rayon get some minutes. Timoney Kamara has really made some strides lately offensively. I'd like to see that continue as well. Chris Murray, same thing. A guy who has made significant strides throughout the course of his rookie season, going from a guy who was barely playing and really looked like maybe he was a little bit lost there early on to being a guy who looks very confident, very assured, absolutely rotation player in the NBA. That's a very good thing for Chris as well. Congratulations there. Wins, losses, not all that important. Guys getting minutes, guys getting opportunities to maybe extend out their skill sets. Those are important. Looking forward to seeing that in this last 3.5-4 weeks of the season. Checking on the Trailblazers' offensive and defensive rating as we've done all season long here on The Briefcase, though it hasn't changed a whole lot recently, hasn't changed much since last week. Trailblazers 28th in offensive rating at 108.7 points scored per 100 possessions. And on the other side of the ball, 22nd in defensive rating at 116.7 points allowed per 100 possessions. And their net rating of -8 ranks 27th out of 30 teams. Blazers have basically been in that range, both in offensive rating, defensive rating, and net rating for the last couple months of the season. With 14 games left, not a whole lot of room to make a whole lot of strides there. Even when you look at the last 15 games, a little bit of movement here and there, but for the most part, about in the mid-20s in terms of defensive rating, in the low 20s in terms of offensive rating, low 20s in terms of net rating. So at this point, that is who the Blazers are this season, which means there's plenty of room for improvement going into next season. And in terms of the betting markets, Trailblazers went 1-1-1 in their last three games, had their first push of the season as 12-point underdogs to the Knicks. They ended up losing that game by 12. Next game, 13-point underdogs to the Pelicans, end up losing that by 19. But then, first the Bulls, Monday night, 8.5-point dogs in Chicago, end up losing that game by just 3. So last week, Blazers go 1-1-1. Trailblazers are now 32-35-1 versus the spread this season. And with 19 wins, Portland needs to go 10-4 in order to hit the over on their season win projection of 28.5 wins. It ain't over till it's over, but basically, that's over. And so is this edition of The Briefcase. Thank you so much for joining me, as always. More editions later on this week, and we're really going to pick things up as we go on that road trip. Days off in between every single game, giving plenty of opportunity to record more editions of The Briefcase and The Blazers Balcony with Brooke Olsendam, one of those coming up later on this week as well. Thank you for listening to this edition. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, we are on YouTube now, by the way, too, so check us out there if that's how you prefer to get your podcasts. I'm Casey Holdall. We'll talk soon. Go Blazers.